The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
In a normal year, the Leaving Cert would be starting. It's not exactly Leaving Cert weather today. The clouds have come over. But instead of all of that, thousands of Leaving Cert students have now registered to receive their calculated grades. Could this year's approach influence the end of year exam in future years? Well, we'll talk about that with the General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland, John McGowan, who is on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the calculated grading that's happening this year, it's kind of needs must, except for those who haven't registered for it and who may opt for the Leaving Cert whenever it will happen in the autumn or early winter. What is your union's view of the calculated grades? Is it one time only?
It is, and that has been very clear from the very off. I mean, the first element of what we negotiated with the department was that there would be no precedent established by the use of calculated grades this year. It was, as you said, Pat, needs must. Our preference, and the preference of all of the partners, and that included students and parents, management bodies, the various statutory agencies, was to have written exams run this year, and that just proved not to be possible. But we certainly not just envisage, we require that the Leaving Certificate, as we understand it to be, for all of its faults and carbuncles, but also with all of its strengths, will be the exam that will be faced by students next year. Mm.
Now, we can understand why the government invoked the precautionary principle, but the way things are going and other countries opening up their schools for various age groups and so on, it's likely that fairly soon we'll have an indication as to whether or not it might have been possible, say, to run a Leaving Cert in August. You know, what lessons should be learned from that?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been possible, Pat. I mean, we started, and as did the other partners, with the determination that the Leaving Certificate would run. Now, very obviously, everything was in the context of what the public health authorities advised at the time. But the logistics of running it were extraordinarily difficult. Military precision would have been required, but as well as military precision and an enormous dose of luck in just about each and every centre. The other thing that was evident, and I think irrespective of how the public health advice may evolve over the next number of weeks, what was evident was that a very significant number of students would not have been in a position, would not have been allowed, quite frankly, to sit the examinations, either because of underlying health conditions or because they are in families where you've got frontline workers, or in other instances because they would perhaps have suffered bereavement. And yet others would not have been allowed to attend. And this was made pretty clear by representatives for parents groups, by parents who were worried. I think one of the things we have seen, even from the very limited experience, for example, in the UK, is that there is still a significant reluctance on the part of parents to trust, if you like, to reopening, precisely because they don't want to have visited upon their children and themselves and their elderly relatives.
The right course of action, because, as I say, needs must. But the lessons we can learn from this, that, you know, is there a case for changing the Leaving Cert somewhat to allow for more grading within the school year and take some of the pressure off the students when they come to those final exams, which, again, are anonymized. You're just a number. Nobody knows who or what you are. And that's one of the strengths of the system. One of the weaknesses of the system is that so much is crammed into so little time in June.
Well, I think you make an entirely fair point. As you say, anonymization of the system is an enormous strength, and it gives it its meritocratic, if you like, appeal, and it inculcates public trust. State certification is absolutely required. And that's for state certification. We're very clear that there has to be external marking, not grading by the teachers. We have obviously departed from that this year on a needs must basis. But I think it is true to say that there is excessive concentration of the assessment components into the latter part of the year. It should equally be said that in the region of 20 of the subjects, that is a majority of subjects, has more than one assessment component as things stand. So there has been a steady evolution in terms of adding assessment components. I think the distribution of those assessment components over the course of the programme is something that, with or without COVID, needed to be looked at. And indeed, it's something that where the review of senior cycle was beginning to take a look.
Yeah. Because people often talk about the transition to third level, where instead of guided learning, students are left pretty much on their own. If you don't want to turn up to a lecture, you don't turn up. You can, you know, stay out late the night before and hope to get the notes from somebody else. It's a change. It's a complete change. The idea that there would be more independent learning in the latter years of secondary school, the idea that you will be graded regularly and, you know, in the same way as you assemble a grade point average, that if you don't do well, you know, in, say, the last part of fifth year, going into sixth year, you know, you need to do better to assemble a good grade. There's something quite attractive about that on one level, although it doesn't have the merit of the, you know, the Big Bang anonymous certificate at the end.
Very clearly, there are different points of view on this. Our point of view, which is very, very strongly held, and derives from the experience, I suppose, of our members and indeed of the students they teach, is that in the context of Irish society, the anonymisation and external marking by a statutory body or on behalf of the statutory body is extremely important. But I think we can make a separation between that and the a greater distribution of assessment components across the period of study, because the greater distribution of assessment components does not preclude that those assessment components would be marked externally. The other thing I think that is pretty important as a something to be learned from the current set of circumstances is the limitation. There clearly are uses, for example, that can be made of technology. But along with the benefits of technology, there are very, very significant deficits. Now, some of those deficits may themselves be addressed by advances in technology. But right now, we would have to say that in terms of how you deliver programmes, that the very, yeah, very clear winner in this would be for face-to-face delivery. I think another issue that does arise for us is the question of how you actually make a determination about what should happen in regard to leaving certificates, or indeed any of our any of the education provision. And what was, I think, remarkable this time, and one has to give due credit to the statutory agencies, to the department and the State Examinations Commission, what they managed to do very well was to bring together all of the stakeholders for a very sensible, considered discussion, yeah, that gave rise to a consensual way to go forward.
Yeah.
And
here's the rub, John. A pandemic can last a number of years. We're talking about an autumn surge this year. It might not happen until next summer if there's no vaccine. You know, planning for Leaving Cert 2021, there should be an alternative to that sit-down exam in a crowded exam hall, because that could be the problem next year as well.
And that point is also well made. And what this year has shown us very clearly is that in certain circumstances, when they conspire against you, you do need plan B. I think it's to the credit of the system that we managed in a very short period of time to to devise Plan B. It is inferior to Plan A. That's, I suppose, the point that I would make. But it is important that we have something in place. And very clearly, you know, if you need a Plan B, if you need something to revert to in extremis, then ideally you would be planning for that from a greater distance out than we had this year.
I mean, principals have put the cancellation of the junior cert written exams for 2021 on the table. They want that discussed because of the massive disruption facing schools next year. A decision has already been taken to scale back the number of classroom-based assessments, the CBAs, that the incoming third years will have to deal with. I mean, you know, the old mantra that has been trotted out again and again, never waste a crisis. I mean, is this the opportunity to really shake up the system and future-proof it?
Well, I don't know that you future-proof the system when you are designing emergency measures. But very clearly, I mean, there is absolutely no question of doubt about it. I'll focus on those people who were in fifth year this year and who are facing into their final year of leaving certificate next year. There has been a disruption, a significant disruption to the normal pattern of their study. Now, teachers have been working might and main to ensure that continuity of provision, if you like, was there for those students. But it was difficult for all concerned. You were correct in saying that the reopening in September is likely to be an unfamiliar reopening. There will be restrictions. Some of what has happened already and some of what is likely to happen probably requires, I think almost certainly will require, some adjustment in terms of the syllabus or curriculum that is being prepared or that is being done by students.
Because
become unreasonable.
One of the listeners says, the applied Leaving Cert works well. 25% is exam-related. The rest is self-assessment. Why can't this be adopted? So we trust it for the applied Leaving Cert. We don't trust it for anything else. This whole fiasco, and that is what it is, should be used as a chance to reinvigorate the whole Leaving Cert system. We all know how flawed the model is. So now that we've had it blown up for us, why go back? Why can't all tests be swapped between schools from first year onwards? That's from Frank in Dublin, which gets the teachers off the hook of grading their own students. So many texts on teachers, more like the teachers would have argued that August was their off time, and as usual, the unions would have got involved. We know how the system works. Can you ask why teachers are not allowed to advise students to opt for predictive grades for their lower paper instead of the higher paper that they opted for last January? Students are entitled to this advice right up to the exams normally. Now some students will fail higher papers based on their performance recently, and teachers know this. A lot of people thinking that, you know, the system is not as perfect as we might like to think, and this is the opportunity to have a real review.
Well, I suppose the irony is that we are actually in the throes of a real review. The review started over 12 months ago and has, for example, got an involvement by the OECD as, if you like, external assistance to the Department of Education and Skills, and more particularly to the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. But can I just make a general observation about the Leaving Cert? I mean, it's the thing that we all love to hate, until you actually come to suggesting a viable replacement for it, at which point we all sort of seek refuge in the Leaving Certificate. And I say this without irony, but simply because this observation, I think, is correct. Everybody wants review of the Leaving Certificate after their own children have safely negotiated it.
Okay. We will leave it on that note. General Secretary of the TUI, the Teachers Union of Ireland, John McGowan, thank you very much.